Yes, ma'am. What were we saying that time? Yeah, well, yeah, that was
on love.
Listen.
Thank your kingdom shall not pass away.
That's a classic. Bro, there's some classics.
Of this, but one can only.
Blessings and honor. I told you that's what like I grew up on as in cassettes of his live uh-huh. concert. Mm.
Like, especially you know when he had the African children.
Oh yeah.
Oh, there was one Hillsong worship CD as well with that darling Czech woman.
Oh, wow, woman.
Oh yeah. Right.
Oof.
Yeah.
Jeez, I didn't get introduced to Hillsong until like
late
2010s past, like yeah, past 2010s. Yeah, I didn't hear about them.
Yeah, no, they were too kinda.
Oh, bro.
No, oh, man. Anyways, man, welcome to Where's Your Head Up podcast. It's your boy KD
King Grooves.
Nope.
And we got fourth, fifth,
five
we don't time know.
Special. I think we're at five now.
Yeah,
five.
It's something like that. Yeah,
something like that. Yeah,
something like that, man. He's been around. He's been around a couple of times with them. Yeah. Say your name, bro.
It's Plantain. Happy to be here every time. Plantain Papi. What's up?
As you can see behind me, there's some plantain and some chips, man. There's
spicy
creativity.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the spicy one. Yeah, same, same. Spicy yeah, one
the
makes
spice
sense.
One is the best one.
It's the best one. Do you know how
the green one is ish.
I don't know. If you take green plantain chips,
you're a monster.
No, you don't like joy. You don't like joy.
You don't get joy. You don't get joy. But like, I was in denial about the spicy one for sometimes. Like, yeah. Why are we making it spicy, bro? Just keep it yellow.
When you had it,
I had it before. I was like, what's this? You know, I was in denial.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think it was the only one that was
denial.
In the shop.
Mm. Are you Moses?
That's what happens when you get married. You start making that joke.
It's not even a father yet.
I appreciate that one. I like that one.
And then, yeah, I had a red one, like, because it was the only one that was there.
Mm.
So let me just, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Just take that. It seems sweet. It seems bad.
Guys, when I go to the African shop, and if there's no red one, I'm not
yeah,
getting it.
I won't take it.
The problem is the yellow one is so hit and miss.
You're right.
So
I only have the yellow one if I'm very hungry.
Yeah.
Like if you're starving, and just get yourself a yellow.
I'm not gonna lie, right now, I saw them and I just thought of calories straight away.
Bro, can you actually no, let's not do it because of the brand.
Yeah.
But bro, no, because bro, as in,
oh yeah. Is that thing?
Mad.
Boy, it's my calories.
Is it like two or one point something?
Yeah.
Yes.
Stick the camera on you and I'll check real quick. On you.
On me.
I'll check real quick.
Bro, check the top, bro. 1.7 or something like that.
Hardly.
Where'd you find it?
There, just there, under there. See where your finger is.
Energy, yeah.
460.
460.
Wait, for how many grams? For 100 grams. So for the, how many grams is this? This is 60. So 276.
Per bag.
Oh, that's all right.
It's not that mad.
Wait, that's all right. When did I see 1,000?
At the end of the day, it's banana. Potassium is good for you.
Banana.
What? It's plantain.
It's plantain.
Like,
plantain is not banana.
Yeah, but like they're in the same family.
Specifically, I think it's the same.
Like banana is the kid of plantain. So before plantain is banana.
Are you saying that, is this a fact or saying?
Look up. Look up.
Do you know what's even mad? You know the bananas we eat, they're actually genetically modified to be that
like,
big.
Bananas
are actually really small.
Oh really?
Yeah, they're small.
And
you love that.
Yeah, bro.
Like really tiny. And they're pink as well.
Yeah, that's no, the original pink. Color. Yeah, they're pink. So they were okay, so they just made them longer.
Yeah.
So what a fire and brimstone.
So why else can it make longer?
For that? Why for that?
No. Wait, why is that a why, bro?
No, that's a why for real.
No, it's a why from him. This is how I say.
So what else can it make longer? Nah. Is that what you're thinking?
I wasn't thinking of that. I didn't know they made bananas longer. Like I said,
oh my
literally,
God.
That's crazy, bro. Fair play. Fair play to the guys that do that, man.
Scientists.
Fire and brimstone. What?
Which
one's fire and brimstone now? Which one's that
that's
one?
That's the new one I learned to work today.
Yeah?
Because I have a Jamaican friend. You know you see lava.
Yeah.
Lava splashes. Guys say, brimstone. I said, I'm stealing that one.
Brimstone
is like in hell.
Oh, man. Nah, I hear it, man. How's the week been? How's everything been for the boys?
Oh, yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, solid. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, solid. Pregnancy scared, though.
Yo, what?
Pregnancy scared, though.
No, you need to tell us the story.
But we good. We good.
Like, how's your week going? Yeah, pregnancy scared. Like,
we good, right, though. Then. We good, though.
Now, go on.
What do you mean, go on?
Give us. You can't just.
Like, how did you feel? Like, yeah, I said, how was
your heart literally dropped?
Oh, yeah. It was like, oh my God. I'm on day. Nah, that can't run.
Think about
especially
it,
this year, can't run.
Yeah, oh, but think about it. Like, also, it's like, it's on you, bro. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
it is, though. Know, but like, listen, sharpshooter.
Man, take their sharpshooters until they have youths.
How's Dongo, like, you know what I mean?
Dongo always catches a striker. Oh,
he's a striker, bro.
He's a striker.
Oh, my God. But yeah, like this
Ballon d'Or.
I went to get the test thingy. She did it. And then you had to wait like 3 minutes, 3 or 4 minutes.
That's probably
so that 3 minutes.
And that was the longest 3 or 4 minutes of my life.
I can imagine,
Or 4 minutes of my life. What? But then when he said not pregnant, I was like, oof. Because apparently she was feeling more peckish and stuff. And like, you know,
it's science.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't know what pregnancy scare, but thank you, Jesus. But like, don't you think that, you know, your woman's obviously she goes through different sort of stages, like hormones. Throughout the sort of the month. Mm-hmm. So it might have been a time where, you know, she just was peckish because she might have that on a normal month. Like, for
it's
example.
Not normal. No, though. It's normal but, though.
Yeah,
for eating everything. You're the chop. We good.
Hold on. So, I don't know how
imagine
much.
Imagine snow comes into, like, you're allowed to come onto us and say, like, bro, yeah, like, we'll have a year on the way, but let's imagine, like, his face.
He looks so stressed out.
Oh.
Would you feel like you're a victim of teenage pregnancy? That's what someone said to me at work.
Nah, do you know what? I know, but I can understand that mindset, though, because you don't feel like I'm old enough to have a kid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Nope. Dad.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I see it, I see. Like, out of everyone I know, you like the quickest. Like, I'm not, well, quick. Yeah. No.
Why? No,
as in, like, I would see you be the dad
sooner than
everybody else.
Yeah, like. But that's just the timeline.
No, not because you're married. As in, like, you have you give daddy like.
Nah, Brimstone! Oh. No, you whistle. Lick of fire!
What? You give daddy!
How can you tell another man that gives daddy?
Oh, you give daddy!
Oh, so I give you daddy vibes.
Daddy energy, yeah.
You give daddy, not to me, bro.
I'm out there,
bro.
Away from me.
You know, I'm clocking by the time this is out, bro, yeah? I might have done something
crazy. Important.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, bro.
That is mad.
So you're asking me how my week been? Yeah, it was great, bro.
Fantastic. Life-changing decision.
Like, this can't go out anywhere, boys. You know this, like, as in before. But by the way, we're recording this on Wednesday. The...
When is it?
Sixth of March.
This is coming out on the 13th.
It's coming out on the 13th. So, by now... Everyone would know the news.
Yeah.
Everyone start commenting something.
Start commenting that thing now. But that's crazy, isn't it, boys?
Yeah,
as in this is actually mad because this is before I'm about to do it and I'm speaking openly about it.
Well, I guess we need to give Plantain context.
No, I'm enjoying this. Like, I'm thinking of so many things in my head.
Okay. It's like, yeah. People be asking me, am I nervous? Obviously, the people that know about it, am I nervous? Mm. Don't worry, don't have a ute. but yeah, it's like, no.
Wait for the notes. For the notes to trust. I got his King David.
Imagine.
Bro, I've always thought about it. Crazy. It's like, if I was to do a madness, have a ute while I'm still like sort of doing ministry, have a girl, I'm moving. And I'm not to London. I'm not
far, far away.
Australia, the depths of Malaysia.
Australia.
Like, think about it. You can't be around. Ireland is too small,
too small
for
too
you
small.
To be around, bro. Small.
Like, you can't even.
Yeah, England is neighbors, bro.
So you bump into someone.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But yeah, that's how my week is going, boys. I'm not nervous. I'm just that last few bits, bro. Cost a lot of money. But the last few bits is
techie, it's
costing.
Do you think she's aware?
No, not a chance, boys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You probably have an idea now, bro. Yeah,
I already had an idea from five minutes ago.
The plan was woof.
The plan was good.
The plan was good. The plan was good.
Yeah, the plan was actually so
fantastic.
So, how since you know what it is, how I went about it, boys, was I was thinking, okay, cool, I'm gonna do this. I've had the ring since November last year. Mm. Ready to rock. Here's a problem, bro. To get my girl to go out and dress up.
It's tough.
It's tough, bro. Cause not because she doesn't like it or anything. Yeah. It's just, like, there's got to be some sort of event. Mm. We don't usually go out on dates where we dress nice.
Okay.
As in, like, sort of, like, suited and beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, that was going to be a difficult sort of ask. So I was planning to do it around my birthday.
Mm.
But, Hadn't talked to her dad, like, gotten the sort of, not like he wasn't giving me the go ahead, but hadn't sort of had arranged a meeting with her dad to get it sorted. Then I wanted to do it January, but Snow was going to be away.
Yeah.
I don't want my people to be around.
Yeah, gotcha.
I was like, okay, because the plan was to do it somewhere like in Ireland, a nice apartment, wherever it is. And then I was like, do you know what? This ain't going to work. Because, you know what? I'm looking at that stupid Airbnb, looking at all the. Ireland doesn't have things.
That's
massive things.
That's worthy of what you want to do.
100%. Think about it, bro. It doesn't have things like that. So then, bro, I was like, okay, do you know what? She loves Milan. How about, we don't go on holidays. We don't go travel together. So how about I get her to Milan somehow and show up there?
Yeah.
So I said to her friend, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'll fly both of you guys out. But you act like you're flying her out for her birthday. So she's going to go out. She's going to get dressed.
That's an event.
And that's a whole. So orchestrate that. She's down, all of that. She's like, yeah, I'm happy to go. She was going to work on the weekend of her birthday. I said, you're mad. So I have plans for you.
You don't know.
So she thought I was going to Glasgow to preach. I said, bro, as in, this hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
so I'm acting like it's in the past. But I'm saying to her that I'm going to Glasgow
to
go and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
My God lied on Jesus.
Bro, I'm not. I'm going to be in Dublin on the Saturday. I'm flying around on the Saturday. I'm going to meet her on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Are
you flying back on the Sunday or on the Monday?
On the Monday. It's her birthday on the Monday.
Okay.
So come back on the Monday. But, yeah, that's the plan, boys. And yeah, I think now that I've spoken about it, might be a little nervous now, actually.
Yeah.
I might be a little nervous.
It's real now.
It's real, yeah.
Unless you cut this whole part of the episode.
No, it's like, as long as this doesn't get out beforehand.
No, it's not.
Scott's on
her. Imagine.
No. Boys, if she's hearing about this, well, I'm killing someone. But yeah, boys, that's
actually,
where we.
I was on my way in here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to ask this question or how to phrase it, but like, I believe that every couple shares all things with each other, including anything that if she hears things from her girls or if you hear things from your boys, you will have a conversation with your girl, and it's like it's not because of a shade thing. Sometimes you're just like, I feel sorry for X because he's feeling X for whatever reason. Like, are you comfortable with the idea of talking to like your boys with girls? Knowing in the back of your mind,
talking
somewhere.
To your boys,
yeah.
So you're saying, so if your guy has a girl, you're that kind of way, like, and you tell him something, are you confident that you know he's gonna tell his girl? Are you comfortable with that?
With knowing that his girl is gonna know this piece of information at some point in time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing, and my girl will vouch for me. If somebody tells me,
don't
tell anybody, I won't tell anybody. So I won't even bring it up to my girl. She doesn't know to ask that question. Does that make sense?
Yeah, okay.
So, but if you just told me, you didn't give me any boundaries. Me and her almost won.
Yeah. You know what? Because I think my personal rule is, I don't care if you tell your girl. I just don't want ever want a situation where I hear it from her mouth.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Okay.
Because yeah, I'm aware that you'll tell her. Yeah. Like, I hear it. It's fine. It's not fine, but I can't tell you not.
It's
to
like
it.
Yeah, you like yeah.
I do you know what I mean? Yeah. I can't tell you not to talk to your wife.
It also depends on what it is as well.
Like most things, you still tell your girl. Yeah. Like even the worst one has a sweet
like,
past.
I feel
bro,
like,
no, the
I
worst like, one.
No,
no, everybody. No, if the person hasn't given me any parameters, my girl's getting gist. She's gonna get a hot shit.
So if your boy comes to you crying now, like sobbing, like.
Snow came to me sob. babe, Laulu was crying.
Like something about I don't even know, man. Maybe it's like mental health or something. Or like is near that kind of thing.
But that's the scenario I thought about, right?
Yeah, but
okay. You could be talking to your girl in a sense of I'm feeling for him,
yeah.
Okay. Because I was thinking in my head like, oh babe, that's just
no. I would like if it was my boy.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel that way.
No. I wouldn't just about my boy like that. But I the way I bring it to my girl's like, yo, this is crazy. Yeah, okay, you know what I mean?
And that's when I was you know what? I'm actually okay with it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
But no, if man says he has a U on the way. It's just.
Oh yeah. I would just send her the
you know the pregnant emoji. I'll just send her the pregnant emoji. I'll just text her three of it.
Bro, she's, if my boy goes between me and you, bro, I have one in the way. Oh damn, no, for real.
Babe,
guess who hustle put me in?
I said there's a new daddy in town.
No, because even there was some, and here's what I've realized actually recently as well. There's news when you hear sort of people tell you stuff about other people.
Yeah.
And there's one girl who was telling me something about a guy in a horrible light. Like she's definitely.
She was lying about him.
No, she wasn't lying. Oh. I was like, in light, horrible in light. Okay, yeah, okay, she was just saying what he did to her.
Oh, okay.
Rightfully so, horrible like sort of scenario. And I was aware that my girl knows the guy, so I just didn't want to pass that information to her.
Yeah,
because she would she has a good sort of judge of character as well. Anyways, but I don't want to paint someone negatively in
a bad light
if
because nobody, of someone
yeah,
else's experiences
someone with them, do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like I'm cautious of that as well. Like, you know, if I hear something terrible about somebody, I'm not going to be like, do you hear that terrible thing?
Yeah, you see, like when you get married eventually, now is that going to change? Because now, like, there's no, like, you just, like, for example, you're a pastor, someone comes to tell you like, you don't have experience that people tell you all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And like obviously, like now, like you guys aren't together, but like when you are together, like, I feel like it'll get to a point where stuff gets too much just for you to have on your own.
Yeah.
Like, that they just tell pastor. Like every pastor tells his wife.
Yeah. No, I do hear it. Like I will sort of there is things that like, yeah, let me share this with you because I probably need help.
Yeah.
But there's some things also just kind of like if someone did something horrible, like say someone comes to you and says, like, you know, they sort of sexually assaulted somebody.
Have you got that before?
Yes.
Okay.
So, like, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna just run and say, babe, look at
that. That's sensitive. You, though, that's man. From a young age, dealing with people telling you all kinds. Just imagine,
bro. You want to hear some of the stories I've heard, bro?
Like, because I'm not saying
to a single soul.
You hear it from. Like you'd probably hear the same story from the person that was assaulted and from the assaultee at the same time.
Yeah.
And from a young age, being able to be like, have the discernment not to go out and tell people and stuff.
And handle it like sort of like, yo, bear in mind, these are the type of stuff that's supposed to go to authority. Sorry, that's not focused. Oh yeah, there you go. That's out. Is it back?
There you go.
Yeah. These are the type of stuff that's supposed to go to certain authorities.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, being known how to deal with those type of things as well, like
heavy stuff.
Bro. Heavy stuff, bro. I've heard some stuff that I promise you, I wasn't supposed to have heard. I wasn't, but they told me.
Yeah. Dealing with that kind of thing is crazy.
I'm just deep in it there, like, damn. Sometimes I hear like some stuff. Ah, no,
Wow.
I think the only kind of thing I wouldn't tell my missus is like if my missus didn't like one of my boys.
Yeah.
And I know he just did something that's wrong or bad and it will cause her to not like him more. I'm keeping that to myself. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Do you get me? Because I know him very well. He's actually not as bad as some of his actions make him seem.
Yeah.
So, but I know you will paint him in a bad light with this information. Don't worry about it. Okay.
I understand that. There's some things
I heard of that sort of also sort of like shake me.
Mm.
That I need to share it to maybe a mentor or something like that. I do sort of relate some of those things.
Mental stuff is good as well.
Yes, yeah, bro. I think
some of some stuff, even if you tell your missus, you'll spook her as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But do you guys think that when it comes to obviously you're married, right? Anything that's going on with you, like, does she need to know everything?
This is very interesting because I have a thought on this and I don't know how healthy the thought is.
Go for it.
Right? So, I guess it's from the whole standpoint of the man being the head of the home. So that's my belief system. I don't believe that every burden should be carried by my wife as well. Even burden that has to do with me.
Okay.
I feel like sometimes I have the
capacity. That's from a place of strength.
Really. Yeah, like I have the capacity to deal with this on my own type of thing. Maybe this particular struggle.
Yeah.
It probably isn't healthy. And, okay.
What if she says she wants to, like, babe, tell me.
I guess, I know where it's coming from. I've never really wanted to be a burden to anyone around me.
Yeah.
So that's probably, I'm carrying that same idea into kind of marriage and relationship and stuff like that. So it's probably not healthy, but like, what are your thoughts on it?
I also think it depends on the burden as well. Like, some are light and some are heavy. Yeah. Like, you shouldn't, especially if you're in a marriage, you shouldn't deal with heavy burdens by yourself. I feel like, because I'm not much of overshare. I'm naturally not that way. But when it's getting like heavy, that is, I can't even concentrate anymore on my day.
Yeah.
You get me? Or even sometimes you
like
can.
Like you on the way.
even sometimes you can feel it getting to that stage.
Yeah.
And that's when I'll be like, okay, babe, this is what's going on.
But you see, women are intelligent, though. They already know.
Oh, for sure.
Has a guy ever told you you've been off?
For sure.
She knows.
But they're late though sometimes.
Oh my god, there's something I've been doing with this
past. And now I'm even over it.
But a good percentage of the time, like I was having a discussion with the guys. It was borderline misogynistic, but it was no borderline. It wasn't quite. But it was almost close. Because you know, most we were sitting in heritage. They had the panda.
See, that environment fosters misogyny in itself.
It was about to get
my plane on the screen as well.
Oh no, they were saying that in general, women are more intelligent than men, but men are smarter.
What is the difference between that? So that's what they're trying to dig in on.
So they're saying that like women in the workplace, they're outshining men because they've been held down so long by patriarchy, they can't go to work. But now they can go to work, they're making better decisions. They're way more intelligent. But just that men are smart. You know that kind of way.
That's not borderline
misogynist. No,
actually.
If you heard
the way you presented it in a good manner.
No. Just that kind. You know, you can just imagine with some guys. And that's why, you know.
But I do admire the woman's ability to sort of that intuition type of thing. Mm. I do admire it. Like, her ability to know without sort of data, just sort of the knowing. Within a second.
Okay, so there's actually a definition. So intelligence are things that are like good memory, logic, math skills, test taking ability, rule following, and a smart would be high degree of empathy, bullshit
detection. Oh, then it's the other way around.
Yeah, it's the other way around.
Women are smart, men are intelligent. Women are like,
I had empathy.
I would have thought smart would have been like
The opposite definition.
Well, like, let me even finish. It even says bullshit detection, organization, Communication skills, persuasion, social awareness, understanding of consequences social of your actions.
So that's what I would have thought of as intelligence.
Yes,
I would have thought smart of to what be like, yeah, like, other stuff. You know,
yeah.
That's what
yeah.
That's what we're getting at. That women have all those things that men don't have, and then now they have the ability to get what we thought was smart. So all yeah. the book stuff and da da da.
Yeah.
So now, because of what their natural advantage and their thing advantage.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
And then all we have is strength. They said that if, that's where the misogyny came in. They said that if the women were as strong as us, they'd be beating us every day.
100%. 1,000,000,000%.
Oh yeah, we're done out here, bro.
Yeah.
We're
done out here. All we have is power. Bro, it's mad. Yeah, no. Yeah, but that's something that, like, even.
So what are your thoughts on the question?
On... sharing.
Yeah, sharing. Yeah.
I think it gets to a stage, right? Especially if you're going to be married, I think it would be very... I think for me, I would put a system in place. I only work with systems.
Okay.
It works for me, because yeah, otherwise, yeah. I'm not sharing anything with you. Does yeah, that make yeah, sense? Yeah, like, yeah. I'm sharing... Like,
at the end of the day, I'll yeah, how's day. The day?
I'll share all those type of things but let's... Can we have a check-in on Sundays?
Yeah.
Where I tell you... This is where my mental has been all week.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
System.
Yeah, basically. System. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm just for so
you,
it.
At least but you can even mentally prepare for the check-in.
The check-in, yeah. Like, exactly, like a check-in.
Yeah, or like, because that forces you to be like, okay, actually, you can even note down that, okay, I'm going to discuss this on Sunday. Yeah, you know, that kind of yeah, way. Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? Do you think you should share everything?
I do naturally anyway. You know that kind of way.
Yeah, you're
naturally. I find that I learned... This year, believe it or not, I'm an introverted person. People have been thinking, like, how? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But all the stuff that I did to get, like, popular, like, it was just me on my phone alone in my room.
Yeah,
you know that kind of way?
Yeah,
I didn't have a lot of friends. So I think it was, like, last year, or a year a bit ago, I got in a relationship, and I was with someone all the time. You know that kind of way?
Yeah.
And just naturally, there's nothing that you wouldn't know. Yeah. Oh, that friend, this thing, this, you just get everything naturally, because that's just the type of person I am when I'm locked in with someone.
Yeah.
You know that kind of way.
Yeah.
Like, you're the so you're
share everything.
Yeah. That's just how I am. Because I'm so used to being alone.
Yeah, I wish I was that way inclined, naturally. But I'm just not.
Do you know what I find interesting? Well, I don't know if it's interesting, but I think it's... I think about it, it's like, I'm gonna... Like, you're doing it already, but like, I'm gonna live with somebody for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Cool, you made the decision. And you're gonna share everything. Like, you don't get to go home.
That's
like you don't.
This is home, nigga.
that the idea of that, I find that to be scary sometimes.
Yes, yeah,
like no more like it's like life.
No more like alone time.
Yeah, like every time Snow has to make a decision.
Mm.
You're thinking of your missus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get me? Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna stay here 10 minutes later. Ah. Yeah, like, you're not just staying here 10 minutes longer, you're leaving her for 10 more minutes. Do you know what I mean? Like, every decision is like, oh, it's for two.
Yeah.
Every time. That's
like, you can't go to that shop again.
Up until last week, could have been three.
Bro, Pampers is crazy. But it's like, just think about it, like, You go to Dunn's Stores and you get yourself a Snicker bar, bro. Like, you just
better get yourself.
Better get two.
No,
you better call her.
No. not get to get what she likes. Yeah, that's the important thing.
Like, do you know what I mean? So it's like that thought is very interesting to me, because I'm like, when I get home, in general, I said this before, but I like to sort of unwind in my room, just like take a few minutes. And then I see my family. Then I sort of could be out with my family. I don't like coming from people to people. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, how am I going to deal with a family, bro? But like, you know.
Especially when they're at that age and they see daddy coming and they're, daddy!
Like,
that's yeah,
like,
you have to put on a face.
Yeah.
Oh, I seen it on TikTok one time. This guy came home from work, tired as hell. His wife came out. Said, oh, hey, babe, how you doing? How's your day? Blah, blah, blah.
White guy, black woman?
Yeah. No, I'm not sure if it was black. I think it was white.
Yeah, because I've seen... Sorry, continue.
The guy came out and said, oh, babe, how's your day? Blah, blah, blah. She was like, I'm wrecked. And then... No, it was the other way around. The guy came out. Yeah, the guy came out, took a bag, yeah. and said, "Oh, the kids, they're ready for you. Come out when you can."
Yeah, yeah.
So perfect. she just took a minute in the car and said, "Oh, let me just think about my day out.
That's the prep, that's like,
it, and prep myself.
That's it, bro.
Before you now enter the house where the kids are now going mad.
That's like that sounds like heaven, bro. Just give me a second, bro."
But then I think they just did it for camera, though.
Probably, but the idea is still there. When I come home, my sister loves to do it, and she knows now. Like my little sister, she loves me, so she like run to me. Like, David's home, like they just like her. And my mom so excited when I come home.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they like they run and hug me, mm-hmm. and I'm like I could do that. I could do hey, get off me after a second.
Yeah, yeah.
let me hear this. And let me just like
what's this guy's name? He has a podcast, Basement.
Tim Ross.
Tim, he talks about it. He mentioned in one of the earlier episodes talking about like whenever he gets home, he needs to go decompress.
Yes, yes, he did. Of course, you were saying that he was bringing
outside home, basically. So he just goes home, and his wife, like, he spoke to his wife about it, and it was kind of like agreed where get home,
you take that time,
go and decompress,
bro,
and then you can now kind of be fully present here.
Yeah, because. And the thing with girls is girls like they love I don't generalize because not all girls are the same, right? Mm-hmm. All girls are different, but like I think they expect that we think like them and we don't.
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's like for them, we have come home. And like they're happy to see us, and we're like, no, we are happy to see you. But also, like, I'm sure
this manager is an idiot, and you're shouting at me today.
Yeah, I don't know what tomorrow's gonna be like, and I'm sort of thinking about tomorrow.
Slightly anxious.
I was like, I'm not saying this cannot happen the opposite way.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I mean, I'm just saying like that could be.
But
thing.
Even to be honest, I think
because
even
if women don't come home, and men are like. Guess who's home? It's you.
No, but I think even if like so you're saying so the same thing happens on both sides, mm-hmm. but like the expression method of those two people is completely different.
What are you trying to say? We just want.
No, like your woman would most likely want to come home to you to like maybe offload.
Yeah.
Do you get me?
Yeah,
whereby you are just like I just need a moment
by myself. Yeah. Yeah,
because sometimes it's not even a matter of offloading. It's just like okay, processing.
Yeah,
like oh, okay, so this is what happened today. All right, okay, cool. And I've accepted it for what it is.
And boys, I like to process by myself. Like boys, yesterday my car was making noise. See, after we finished from Charlie's, things were good, bro. Oh, bro.
So wait, hold on.
Not even me, bro. It's the guy called John, bro.
Does that mean that on the way to Charlie's, John's car was
free?
Acting
John
so
still.
John's car was. So let me.
We're calling about 5 years. We're still on the back to John.
Bro, I saw when you pulled up in. It's nice, bro. Bless me. Lay hands on me, bro. On John, not me. I'm good, bro. I'm good, bro. Bro, I've. Anyways, John's got. After small groups training on Monday, I'm supposed to drop somebody up at north side of Dublin, bro. So I'm in the car, I'm driving.
It's a journey and a half as well for you.
A journey and a half, but I'm okay to do it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Heading up the M50, bro, and get to 80. Like, I'm just accelerating into the M50, and I'm just like, do. What's going on, mate?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, it's probably just, let me check the tires. Tires are fresh, brand new, but
it's even worse.
That's where the pain was. I was like, oh, if it's not tires, then it's a mechanical issue.
Yeah.
And I just kept doing it. So I was like, we couldn't head up to the north side, bro. Headed back to Tallamy. First exit back, like on a 50 km, bro. Back to ends, and they had to get sort of someone to pick them up.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Like, it was bad. You know what I mean? And I drove it back home, and I was like, I had to prepare my message for yesterday, for Tuesday OC, and I wasn't in the mind frame, so I didn't prepare it. I was like, I'm not gonna prepare this thing, bro, because my head is not there.
Yeah, yeah.
That noise was sounding like a couple thousand, bro.
Expensive noise.
Yeah. You know, it wasn't like, it was a tire. You know, you just get a quick 80 quid. This was sounding like a couple. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, cool. I didn't prepare. I got up the next day, had to do one or two things, and then I said, you know what, I'm going to bring it to the mechanic. Yeah. So I brought it to several mechanics. We can't look at it today. John brought it to the mechanic, and they were telling John, and one of these silly guys was smoking in John's face, and John wanted to box his head in.
Do you know what I'm dealing with right now?
Next week. Next week. I could, and John wanted to just hit him a box. Anyways, the car was actually moving okay.
Yeah.
And John drove it to a youth fellowship.
Yeah.
And... did his thing, bro. Did his thing. And then John wanted to go get some Chinese after with Laulu. And John goes with Laulu to town to get some Chinese. Yeah. Easy day. John's with his girl in the car. John's driving to drop his girl home.
Yeah.
And what happens? Midway.
So the whole car was vibrating as well. With...
And it's, babe, nice, calm. So show up the volume on the music. No, like, that is undeniable. What do with this?
Roller coaster.
So then, bro.
Nah, you know, car troubles are actually so embarrassing.
It's painful, bro.
They're so embarrassing. Yeah. It's like, why are you doing this right now? Right why now, not bro. Wait till I was alone?
Bro, it's like, it caused me so much pain. But here's the thing, well, I'm thinking, when this is happening again, what am I thinking about? Money.
Yeah.
John, bear in mind, boys.
Yeah,
this week.
Yeah.
John's gonna. John was gonna propose. So,
yeah.
The money's.
Yeah.
Things are going like my. John's head is going through the roof. And then your missus. Like, here's the thing, your missus is talking to you, and you can hear her. And, like she was making funny jokes. But not
it's nothing is funny right now. Nothing is funny right now.
Right now, I just need to be me by myself thinking about this thing because my head is spinning.
It's like, how am I going to figure it out?
Yeah, so I just think about that in sort of in real life. Like, you want to really process something that happened in work today. Like, really, really, you want to think about it. And guess who's home? It's you. Like, come on. Like,
I love you. I do. I just need a moment, please. Just get 5 minutes.
Don't even 5 minutes.
Women don't like that though.
Less than an hour.
Women don't like that though.
I know.
They'll be like, you're bad communication. That's what they'll come and say.
Bad communication.
That's C word. I hate it.
It's not the 4 letters.
Yeah, but no.
I want to shout what's her name? Freeborn Noble. She did Aerostars here.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, that's
no way. Cool.
Sick.
Did she have Aerostars?
That's why she had to go to Paris.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have her on it.
Hey,
it makes sense.
Hey, do you think sis?
I'm not mad.
Yeah. I would tell
she's
you
she's the one doing the Love Island girls.
Yeah.
She's gone. Big
old Freeborn, man. That's good. Yeah. Like, did somebody do something crazy this week in the scene?
I actually want to shout Uzumaki's Village. The promo they're doing is crazy.
For the Amapiano piano event?
You're seeing them everywhere.
Sweet.
And also, it's actually just a new type of event as well, which is sick.
I remember who it was.
Who?
You guys know a girl called Agogo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
She got flown out twice, bro.
Yeah, she went to Texas.
Notable
flew out to Texas.
Apple
flew out to London. Manchester or London?
Yeah,
it was UK.
UK, sir.
UK.
Apple don't fly just anyone out like that.
Even when I heard she got a phone from, I was like, damn.
Apple don't just fly.
The thing is, like, she's not someone I'm looking for. But I just see her.
Yeah, you just see her. Fair play to her.
Fair play, man.
Yeah.
And like, she's found her niche and she's.
Yeah.
I just want to let, like, bro, I love. Like, I have a MacBook.
You guys predicted this.
Just 1 second, bro. Like, I have a MacBook, I have an iPhone. I just love that brand Apple.
I have the Apple Watch,
bro.
I have the iPhone.
Yeah,
I even have the Apple Ring.
Apple Ring, bro. Like, I said,
my MacBook is also turning the camera to me. My MacBook is also here,
bro.
You know,
I'm just in love with sort of the whole brand.
Do you have a Samsung?
Imagine. I don't mind Samsung.
Bro, if Samsung can look it, bro, I love what? I'm into that.
Even Hawaii. I don't mind Hawaii.
I'm into it.
I don't mind Hawaii.
Hawaii. But yeah, what you were saying, I think, were you shouting somebody else?
Yeah, we're just shouting out Uzumaki's Village. Their promo is crazy.
Shout out Apple as well. Like, I seen he launched his management page on Insta.
Fair play. I'll get you the name of it now.
Big ups.
Kingdom Media, I think.
Yeah, it's called Kingdom Media. I heard Kingdom Media. But yeah, that's sick. I think he manages Toby and
Simba.
Toby part-time manages Simba and Yem's Fitness as well.
Yem's Fitness.
So that's your listen. And he's kind of said to me a few times that he wants to be involved but on the background, and he's found his niche.
Yeah, it's just sick, anyways, Plantain. Yo. Let's talk, bro. You just released a project. What would you call it? Of course, like an EP, right?
For me, it's an EP.
Yeah.
So it was supposed to be 6 songs as an EP, but then the 7th song just came. So then we added it to it. But then anything over 7 songs, according to Spotify and Apple Music album. And the laws that they've set to govern music, is an album.
It's an album, right.
So on paper, it's an album, but to me, it's an EP.
It's an EP, yeah. It definitely gives sort of an EP feel to it. Yeah. Like, you know,
like a longer EP, but still EP. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Talk to me, what's the process? What was the process behind it? Like,
why did you decide to?
Do you know what it was? So I turned 25 last year.
Damn.
This nigga said that. Come
from a 28-year-old.
Yeah, not far behind me.
Bro, see, the day I hit 28, bro, I'm just going to be officially an uncle. Like, I'm just going to be an uncle.
You're going to get the cap.
I'm just going to do uncle's thing.
Or just go bald. Not that level of uncle. That one is 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to.
Yeah, he's going bald 40 or 50.
40?
Guys, 28, bro.
It's 28, guy. you're not going to transplant it, no?
That's what I'm saying, boys. Like,
I'd actually do it.
That's long.
It's a year.
Yeah, it's long, right?
But it's a year, but then there's a
hair. Yeah, but you can't believe you're going to, like, it's dots.
I know, but. I don't know why my TikTok has been showing me a lot of guys. Maybe there's a sign.
Nah, you're good, though. You're strong.
Yeah. Hair.
Oh, yeah.
Up here, he's getting light.
You're going to have to get the Craig David feel me.
He's getting light. He's getting light.
I've seen it as well.
You know, I need to get... I'm going to start using minoxidil.
Oh, you know the names. Yeah. I heard about that, but does that not mess up your hormones and stuff, no?
Bro, mess that up, bro.
But yeah, these guys that go to Turkey, their hairline is so straight that when, like, they don't need trims. Because the hair doesn't overgrow.
I know man from my area, bro. Yeah, who like from 16 had no hairline. From 16, bro, they was back here. Stormzy, no word of a lie.
Vegeta kind of thing.
I saw my guy. Not recent. Like say 2 years ago.
Yeah,
he's come into the studios. Like,
strong.
I don't know. What's going on with your hair, bro? Because like. I didn't know what the transplant process was. Yeah. I just see bare sort of
dots on his head.
Yeah, I was like, what's going on with your head? He goes, bro, like, he was embarrassed to say to me. He was like, bro, like, I was just going through some things over here. Bro, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I saw him 3 months later. Strong. Fade. This guy was always been bald. This guy had a fade.
Like, that's probably his first fade ever as well.
Oh. a little high top fade. I was like, sick.
High top
even.
I'm not joking, boys.
No, do you know what I'm saying?
I'll show you a picture after, boys.
No,
high top fade.
No, do you know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking it.
No, my guy said, I'm going to do every hairstyle. I didn't get a chance to do it.
The guy was not doing twists now.
Bro. But yeah, you were saying you turned 25.
But yeah, no, I turned 25 and I was having like a weird like identity quarter life crisis. Uh-huh. Didn't know like I was like, I've done some cool stuff, you know, the ones, but like, what's next, you know? Uh-huh. Like I think it was 2022 was real busy. Like I was doing festivals, I was doing my tour, I was doing my headline, started my label, loads of stuff. But then 2023 just went bare quiet.
Yeah,
you know that kind of way.
Happened,
it just went bare quiet. And it happens, you know? Uh-huh. And like people that are like full-time artists at that point, that's when they'd be writing a new album or something, you know, that kind of way. But I was in a limbo that I've done cool stuff, but I don't have the people behind me to do cooler stuff that I want to do. And it was just like a weird phase. Am I living in my purpose? It got really deep. You know that kind of way. It got really deep.
Did it get dark?
No, thank God. Yeah. Actually, it didn't get dark, but it was just really deep. You know that kind of way. I didn't really know what to do. So, I put together the album.
Yeah.
More or less, yeah. It was just a correlation of everything I was going through. And then what happened was, I think, why I put together the album was when I went to America. I went to America over the summer last year. And I was with my family, I was with my cousins, because my dad's sister passed away. And I hadn't seen these guys since 2004. So, like, just the whole being with them, and, like, I was going for a breakup at the same time as well.
Because I was going to...
That's very obvious.
Yeah, I was going to ask when it's still healing.
So, you see that song, yeah, that 1942 song, it's actually not about a breakup. It's about my auntie that died, though.
But it sounds like it.
It sounds like it, because there's two of them at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that kind of way? Well, when you lose somebody you're in love with, I was thinking about... And again, even the whole drinking thing. Like, I was around people that were drinking to hide the pain. Mm-hmm. You know that kind of way? Mm-hmm. And I come from the kind of family I come from. When there's pain, they pray. You know what ones?
That's strong. Prayer push pain away.
You know what was? Like, I had one of my dad's siblings was having had cancer at the time.
Mm.
And we're doing like prayer back to back to back. Like, they didn't show emotion. You know that kind of, that's the kind of family that I come from. When there's problems, they pray.
Yeah.
But not normal people, but...
A lot of people.
Your regular person, when they go through stuff, if they have something that's like a crutch, they tend to lean on it.
Yeah, you know that kind of way.
So that's what, because I don't drink. You know what I mean? But when I went to America, that's when I started seeing 1942 everywhere. Do you know
that's why the song is so funny in the video. I'm like, he's holding balls. Drink. This guy doesn't even drink.
You know what?
You don't live your raps, nigga. Yeah.
Nah. I was right in the position of being in someone else. So a lot of the songs came from when I was like in America. So like when I was in America, I was playing my cousins my music. They run nightclubs over there. So like, everybody they booked Future, Burna Boy, everybody. Lil Baby's like their close friend. Even at the funeral stuff, like some of the people that showed up to the funeral, big names. Wale was there, those other people that come big names. You know what I mean? So when I was there, I was playing them my music, and then they were playing me like the stuff that they listen to. Bro, in America, all they listen to, especially what I went to, is that Boosie guy. You know Boosie? They're like, what's that song?
That guy that always goes on Insta Live.
They love him. Boosie's like the Naramali over there. Yeah. You know when Naramali is here? You know, that's what Boosie would be to them over there. So I was like, what song exemplifies my community? And I thought of Vela. You know what I
mean? Yeah, Vela, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like, for the average, you know what I
mean?
It came from, I was thinking of Vela and I was thinking of Bessa. You know that song when Tyler Boy sing? If you go to any Tyler party. You know what I mean? So I was thinking, let me make something for... So all of those kind of ideas kind of came from there. Pieces, me and B Humble just linked up and we cooked the song.
Such a beautiful song, girl.
Yeah. But the way everything kind of aligned together, and then Still Healing I wrote after I thought of the name of the project.
Yes,
so that was the last song that we...
Oh, for real?
Yeah, that was the last
song. I think that's my favorite song on the album.
That was the last song.
Yeah. I think when I was thinking about it, it was the combination of that Afro swing and then our piano is new.
Yeah.
And then just the horns gave me like old school Chance the Rapper vibes.
Yeah. Shout out to Max. So I was on TikTok and then I was just seeing this guy was playing trumpet. And then like I started liking his stuff and then he followed me and I followed him back. And he was like, are you working on anything? And I sent it to him. The guy's in Germany. And in like a day, he sent me back all the horns.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Like if it's actually just, it's so beautiful.
And what was the process of picking the songs?
It was whatever I had.
Did you have like best songs that you just picked?
I didn't have, because you know I produce and stuff as well.
Yeah.
I'd say like in a year, like that was one of the issues I had with music as well. In a year, I'd maybe do like 4 songs. Mm. But like in Nigeria, in a year, they do 4 songs a day.
All them
Wizkid and them, they're doing 4 songs a day. So like my process was way slower. Yeah. So like that time, that the way I put the album together, that's probably the most songs I'd done consecutively in that amount of time.
Yeah.
And it was tough.
And how long was it?
So the song with Jafaris and them, that's the oldest song on the project. We made that in 2020.
All right. I heard it when he... When like,
you heard it when
he...
Yeah.
So he played, like, I was like, I've heard this before. Yeah. When I heard it, but like, yeah, still fresh.
I'm still trying to push out the most because it's the most. I feel like it has the best commercial kind of genre value.
It's Amma that's singing the chorus.
Femi and Amma. So Femi sings the first part. Amma sings the second part.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah, so we saw that in 2020, and then then the next song that was like chronologically after that would have been Aston Martin with T-Tox. That's about a year in the drives. And after that would have been Vela Cinderella when I was in America.
Vela Cinderella.
Then Pieces, Still Healing, and then 1942.
I'll talk about Vela Cinderella for a second because, like, obviously, one thing I heard maybe 2018 was, bro, Irish rappers rarely rap about Ireland, like whatever goes on in Ireland or anything that's sort of like a staple in our community. Like we don't talk about any of those things, like, you know, especially early days, it was very much about whatever the Americans rap about, or whatever the UK people rap about. But like, you know, over some time, like I really respect Raji's thing as well, because Raji's thing, they was really like talking about the Lewis, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next step was to get something that's sort of like everybody, when they hear it, I've never, like, the people have never been to Vela,
they know it, bro.
They will know it because, like, everyone knows somebody that's gone to Vela, or everyone that knows that, you know, Vela's,
you've heard Vela
you know Vela. So it's like, that was such a, like, I think that was such a smart move.
Like I was saying, I just wanted something that people will relate to. I knew that song was not going to blow. It's not going to leave the country, but that wasn't the point.
Yeah.
Not everything needs... We need to make some stuff for us.
For us, that's what I respected about it. And also, one thing from... And I've only noticed this from your first headline. And it's like, the way you put out music, or the way you sort of put your promo run around the music... is so you. Like, it's not like...
It's very unique to you.
Yes, let's get this, like, sort of billboards and all these type of things there. Like, you're making funny videos. You
went to town and held up.
Yeah. I love it.
Sorry, I was even going to say, because I was listening to the EP and I was writing down some notes, right?
Yeah.
I think one thing that I found to be really consistent is, like, you have a very specific identity that just kind of flows through your music. In terms of even... It's aside from, like... Even if the genre is different, there's a way that Plantain does it as opposed to how... Do you get what I'm trying to say? There's just a way that you do your own thing. I think that's so sick.
Yeah, can I ask a question, bro?
Please.
So, you will hear it on a podcast that's going to come out next week, I believe.
Okay.
Or maybe Monday. So, it would have been out by the time this drops. There is... So you put your personality into your music, but what do you feel like sometimes your music can come across gimmicky?
Yes, I feel like it's not the music comes across gimmicky. I'm gimmicky, in that kind of way.
Yeah.
Like someone said, I think it was Nessa that was saying it to me. She was like, "Which song was it?" She was like, "I said I'm a cleavage addict or something at the end of a big long serious bar." She's like, "Why did you say that?" I was like, I was being dead serious at the time. It's like, why are you always joking? I was like, no, I was being serious, but because honestly, this is not the game. But because I joke so much, people find it hard to take me seriously.
My
personality clashes with what I'm trying to say.
Okay,
you know, kind of way. Like if I did a real lyrical, serious song, and I just said something that was a little bit less serious, Plantain. And even the name as well, Plantain, it doesn't, like, it, bro, no, I won't even lie. You know, when I told my cousin in America, I do music, what's your name, Plantain? They were like, nah, man, you gotta change that name. You gotta change that name, man. You sound like a comedian. You know? But it's me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's interesting because I think I like that. I like that about you. I think it definitely makes you sort of unique.
So even the cleavage addict, it's so annoying listening to that, bro, because he didn't say cleavage addict, he said cleavage addict.
With the H. Yeah.
He put the H in intentionally. So every time I hear, I'm just like, this fella's taking a piss.
Yeah. Is there many artists that sort of have that humorous...
You see, like, for example, like J-Hoss, for example, he would say something like, what's that song? Then we repetitive. If I said repetitive, I'd be like, what's this guy? This guy's joking. Yeah. But because his persona is more serious, more like he's a crazy roadman.
Yeah. Yeah.
He can say stuff that if I said would sound funny.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
because of how he carries himself.
Oh, the guy said that. What did he say again? That you slept with my girl, so to pay him back, I'm gonna let you sleep with my girl.
No, yeah, wait, no, he said, the bar is, I was I'm counting on my enemy, something about hell. You don't normally, that is normal stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he said, I was a real nigga,
yeah,
till I fucked my nigga's girl.
Yeah,
the only way I could repay him is to give him the world. Yeah. I want to have my own wife, you can fuck her as well.
Like, who says that? That's a madman.
And then when I heard out who he was potentially talking about as well.
Oh, who was it?
Oh, no, I don't want to say it. Because you know these people, those can get out.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You can see how Google Apple's calling Nana. You can see a lot of them. Don't make me spoil my helper.
I think I know who he's talking about.
Like a UK rapper. No, UK rapper.
He's not even a rapper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anthony Joshua?
No.
What?
Niggas are chit-chatting. Niggas are doing this.
I think it's probably the reason why they split up as well.
Allegedly.
Yeah, Carly.
And Dubs.
Who?
Like,
oh, that's rough.
It's the only bro. And then people are saying that on the internet about it.
That's rough.
That's rough. That's very rough.
Yeah, but he said he'll pay you back, though. They'll pay you back,
no, but it's bad because they like got married and all, and like he's very posting and
everything. After, after.
But I don't know if it's true or not. But that's what they said.
Well, this will give it away who it is, but yeah.
After, they got married. After,
no, you would know who it is.
I saw.
Oh, they might. The people know. I know. But even if it gets me, I don't want JLS coming for me. The
boom. Oh, did you see him in Dubai? When I think he saw an up in the crowd or something.
Yeah.
So then JLS gets off the stage. He does his and his water and he throws at him. What?
Wait, he blew in the water. That's good.
Bro, JLS is not. It's not normal, bro. Like, you know, I did go to his concert one time years ago in the academy. No, he like listen. It was lit. Were you there?
Oh, of course.
Lit.
I was a huge fan.
It was great, bro. Mm. And then I had a dream, bro. Guys, I'm not joking. I've seen my dream before.
You said it one time.
Bad dream, bro. You
know that word "bonsam" that he always says?
It's devil.
It means devil. The direct translation is devil.
In what language?
The Greek. I don't know.
The Greek, the Hebrew.
But why is it that you keep saying devil in your song so many times?
No, you see, initially, my. The way I, because I used to be a huge JLS fan. I'm not as much anymore because I didn't like the last album, but just solely because of that. The way I could kind of stomach it was like, okay, my parents are Nigerian. If not for Christianity, they'd probably be practicing Jewish. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, okay, if this guy is talking about, like, for example, how I stomach all them Rema and stuff when they do like their whole idolatry thing, they're repping their culture, da 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 da. But now when he starts saying devil, he's not saying
Ogun. That's not good. Yeah, that's not
true. He's saying Jesus is adversary.
Yeah.
Jesus is off.
Yeah.
If it's Ogun and all them, I'll say, okay, this is lack of understanding. You know what?
Yeah, but this one is intentional.
Let me give him grace.
But that one is Satan.
I can't. You know what? I can't.
No, bro. So bear in mind, these things hadn't come out about.
What was your dream?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna say. Like, these things hadn't come out about J-Hus at that time. Yeah, bro. So I wasn't aware of any of the Juj or Juju J or whatever he was doing me. Yeah. What the hell is that, bro? Yeah, so he's done a concert. Bear in mind, I really enjoyed his concert. I did. Yeah. It was great.
And the album was really good.
Was it that album?
Clapping it off. Do you know how crazy that was in the crowd, bro? It was mad, bro.
I've seen him live. He's really good live.
I was eyeing a babe, right? It was crazy, bro. It was crazy. So she right, she's like, there. I'm trying to keep her like good.
Yeah.
But I need to show her anyways. Yeah. Like she's so it's not my to be what it is. Forget about you, girl.
Bye bye
to Raga.
Boys. So but classing went. platinum off. So bear in mind, I'm gagging pressing, bro. I'm not like as any privy. I'm close.
Yeah.
I'm keeping. You know what?
Brimstone.
Well, I'm obviously like I'm keeping the sort of in line with the chick, and then Clayton off went off. Mm. And I didn't give a rat about it. I just went in the crowd crazy and really enjoyed the show. It wasn't too long after that, like maybe like 3-4 months after that, I had a random dream about him doing a concert, and he finished his show. But it was such a weird space. It wasn't a concert space.
Yeah.
But it was like, say it was like a room like this. Bro, he's gone from everybody, like, so he's finished the show, and it was like, I'm clapping for him, bro. But I'm now in a space and I'm looking at him very suspiciously, because I'm not clapping for him. Everyone's clapping for him. I'm like, so he goes around to everybody's clapping for him. And bro, he's just like in each one's face, and they all just like fall under some sort of like anointing.
Yeah.
Bro, everyone's face. And but people are seeing it and they're still clapping. And he would say some stuff to some people and they'll just fall, like saying some stuff. And it came to me, it just skipped me, obviously, because I was locked in. And I was like, from that, I was just personally convicted not to listen to the guy's music anymore, just sort of not to like
indulge in his thing
anymore. Yeah. And then you see like Juju J is coming back. I'm like, oh yeah.
But you see, like, you just probably missed out on the Juju stuff. Like his whole thing from his day dot has been Juju J.
Yeah,
from day.
I only knew
from the album.
I wasn't the type. I wasn't so much into his
freestyles and stuff.
All the stuff before Common Sense.
Early.
It was Common Sense.
Common Sense was good, and Common Sense wasn't as juji as his stuff before that.
I
also wasn't a fan before, but I listened after. But I kind of consoled myself that okay, maybe he's just ignorant. But after a while, you can't keep making excuses. Like he has a bar where he says, "We bang gun, we bang judge, then we bust case." Like, bro.
He had a bar where he said he has to go back to Africa for spiritual cleansing.
That was even normal, but like the judge.
No, that's not normal, though. That's not normal.
We judge bang guns, we bang judge.
Oh, then we bust case.
We bust case.
Hi.
I remember there was one time I was doing a back session deadlift when I was deadlifting.
Who's do back session, bro?
Hey, yo.
Excuse me.
And I said,
you like back, bro.
Brimstone on fire!
That's the name of the episode.
Brimstone on fire.
You know, and then I just put on Spotify, just drill, UK drill.
Yeah.
Just listen to one drill playlist, bro. In my life, I've never heard crud like this in my life.
Yeah,
these guys are saying I stabbed them up,
chicken
and bust case because I banged it. Like these men are out here. Yeah, no, they're saying it.
Yeah,
it's not.
Yeah. Stickball said that. Like you know the guy that we know in Dublin.
Dublin,
1-5. Or yes, and not 15. One between 1-5. That's police came to his house. He stood there. They didn't see him.
He opened the door for them. They didn't see him.
No. I've heard a story of someone that's like he bangs F.
Yeah,
and he has a
belt.
A belt that he wears on his waist. He never takes it off. He goes no, and this was around the time where. Yeah, like a woman in my church got grabbed to bang in front. Like,
wait, a woman in your church got grabbed.
Those are the funniest ones.
Bro, I got taken, laptop, phones, jewelry. The whole lot got grabbed, yeah?
Crazy.
And these
answers about it, though.
Big time.
What?
Big time. You are seeing 2022, Reg. What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I want to thank God. I want to give God glory. I should roll around full time.
You roll on the crazy. Bro, and so the ringleader, the other guy, they came to his house. He just stood there like this. Did you see him?
Bro, so even some of the new music, I'm not gonna say the person's name, but there's some artists that they say another something they inside something.
I don't know.
But some of the popular artists at the moment now. Especially most people that do Yahoo like proper.
Yeah, would be into Juju.
Oh, definitely.
You'd have to.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
Like, and even if you're looking at the comments, do you ever like be on TikTok and you see like an African video and you see all them white faces, but they're commenting Nigerian stuff? I seen one video and then it was showing like a Yahoo update. I don't know why it came on my For You page. We were showing a Yahoo update. And then the guy was saying, why are you casting updates? And then the comment under it was like, as you do juju, make, as you do Yahoo, make sure you add juju on top. It gets why. That's just normal.
That's mad.
When they say it gets why, they know what they're saying.
It gets why. That's mad to me, man. I just think the whole, like, in Africa, it's sort of like, obviously, I'm not in the climate. I've not been in the climate, but it seems to me to be sort of like, you can go to church and just like sort of slap on a nice kabash or what do they call it?
Yeah, but I guess the same idea is the same as crystal babes in church.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. Like, concept, it seems like it's exactly that. It seems like church is like our, we believe in Jesus too.
Yeah,
and
sometimes you do this one on the side,
just to get extra.
Yeah, there are even some branches of churches that came about as a mixture of African spirituality
and
Christianity.
Do you want to do it?
No, me care. No, not me. I'm not doing that today. I'm a rapper, bro.
Leave it.
What? Yeah, no.
But that, like, do they have branches in Ireland? so we need to stay away.
No, we're just talking.
What school you went to? CBS.
So did I watch CBS as well?
I didn't even take the B out.
Relax. I'm not doing it, but there's a lot of stuff that came up because you think of it as a church, you're trying to market your church, and your people there, they do that stuff. They're saying, "Don't worry, you can do that stuff. You can also do this stuff as well." Like, what? This is amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the best of both worlds. Jesus and George.
Bro, it's mad.
Oh god.
It's mad. Bro, real quick, man. You have a good beard, bro. How'd you get it?
Ah, love. Do you know what it is? It's actually genetics. Because my little brother is 15 and he just magically had the beard. You know what I'm saying?
Fair play, bro. Like, I said no, people have beards and then yours
put
is
the
like,
camera on me. See this growth. It's from at least 8 years now. It has not gone past this. My own genetics are flawed. Flawed genetics.
But you're tall though. Like, you can't have everything, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Please, there's some men that are tall and beard. Me too, I want that one.
But would you shave yours?
Shave my beard?
I'm going to shave what you have now. In hopes.
Bro.
In hopes for the future, bro.
I have not seen my bare face in at least 8 years.
Bro, same.
I'm okay.
Are you scared?
If I lost
I'm
this.
Scared.
But then... So you're wearing makeup.
It's makeup. Permanent.
So
it gives me something.
No, no, but because
I thought you look good with a goatee. Will you do it for the big day?
Bro, risky. She was saying, bro, I'm breaking up. What's this rubbish?
This is not my husband. Come back when you propose again, when he's grown.
Yeah, no. Because, like, bro, anytime I see someone like full beard, like, because yours is like full. And you use products.
No.
Guy, use products.
No, I actually don't.
You don't use products.
Because I don't have time. And you know people that have beard routines? Like, see someone like, this guy, he doesn't use, you know Jakey? He's got a full beard.
Yeah.
But he does stuff, like, he has the oils and stuff. I don't have time for that. Like, this is just what God gave me. Do you know what I mean? I'm sure that if I, like, worked on it, I'd probably be able to fill all this place and all that place, and it'd be full. Like, Rick Ross's beard. Do you ever see his beard?
Yeah, he
does, like, the derma rolling and stuff like that. This is just, like, the stock standard full beard.
Like, what? Bro, what I want is obviously I could grow the beard like full enough.
Your thing is good though.
Yeah, bro, I want.
That's
what I want, bro.
I think you need the oils and stuff for that.
For
and
that.
Then derma rolling.
Yeah.
All these aunties will call. Oh, I can't say that.
Ah, they will though.
I remember. I don't go to black church.
They will call you.
I'm out of the black church. But what they call you, bro?
What they call you?
Okay, from Middle East.
That's what they'll be calling you.
I thought they would move you.
No.
I went to an African restaurant, the one that's not heritage, one in black. And then the guy said to me, can you do some titles? Uncle, I just got it. He said, oh my shit, can you say? That's so cool.
That's on the air. I was like, on the air. Oh no,
that's it's so fun. Funny. I don't know, like I don't know what the issue is with Nigerian parents and like clean face and short hair.
Yeah, oh, it's a bondage.
Look like ICCG pastor.
No, it's a bondage. No, like a they don't know that it's a bondage. They need to set themselves free.
No, like, yeah, cause my mom, for the longest time, when I was growing up, obviously years ago, she was like, she was referring me, like, she was comparing me to sort of a Middle Eastern group.
A group of friends.
Bro, community. I'm like, since when did you join Boko Haram? Yeah.
Bro, you're like, mom, from where to where, bro?
It's a beard. Like, if you not go to the airport now, why would they not stop you?
Yeah.
All why would the they not stop
time,
you?
All the time. No, and crazy, bro, I had to open the Bible to show my mom that David, King David, mm-hmm. in the Bible had a beard. There's a passage where
like, my namesake.
There's a passage where he spit on his beard to look mad, and I goes, mom, so he had a beard. It's not wrong to have a beard. And she said, okay.
Did she buy it?
She didn't buy it then. No, she didn't buy it then. But like,
but she couldn't argue against it
because you were making it look like it's a sin. It's not a sin to have a beard. But I think
there's a lot of things like that. Those things confuse me, you know. Like sometimes when they say something is a sin, then you get older. Like for example, they'll say all those boys with dreadlocks, they're sinning and they're not going to make it. And then they get more points than you in the living cert. You're like, see your sinners.
Bro. It is like that's literally it, bro. Like all the guys that have tattoos. Like tattoos was a big one.
Piercings and as
piercings,
well.
Piercings, like how can you have two a ring?
Pew pew.
Bro, like he has dreadlocks, he's wearing ripped jeans. He's bro, all of this like I think cause like there's I think there's something we're even learning today in college about mixing tradition and
faith
and this is what the Catholic Church did. Like they had a lot of things that were traditional, sort of like Roman practice and stuff that was sort of like
so interesting. And those things still active in the church today. Do you have an example of one?